Good. Okay, so Easter holidays and on Wednesdays. Sorry, that's not a problem because today we'll just continue as scheduled, okay? So we're still in the reality of about games and social games, and today we'll be talking about social media Okay. When you hear lectures about social media or aspects of social media, you'll probably find side lectures where things like, for example, tag clouds or these nice symbols of these classes of services appear. So everybody, I think of you, has an intuitive notion of what is social media, right? But the term social media itself and the field of social media is rather hard to define precisely. Okay? Okay. So, was back in 1993 as well. However, we all know that there is some distinction between the old and the Now, there are several terms in that statement. And from that concept, now being a bit more precise, it is replacing software, conventional monolithic software, by lightweight web-based web applications or a collection of network of web-based services. And these services together implement the web as a platform. They also utilize it because the definition that was from the context of service oriented functionality, which is not too fine, right? They have a functionality side. Okay, so that's just in terms of service. And so obviously harnessing collective intelligence of a broad user base is something that turn the customer things. And what is what has or it is about processing, but it's also about having the data, owning the data, analyzing the data. So this is something that also causes these controversies in terms of NSA scandal, Facebook's policy, and so on. The services are continuously updated, meaning that with this lean, thin client, lightweight programming models, you don't need to upgrade your monolithic office. These update processes are done for you, okay? And furthermore, so having or improving mobile devices across scales, which are networking platforms on your mobile, on your pad, on your laptop, whichever interaction paradigm you want, and especially through that mobile usage, we gain context. And special interest for us. Okay? Good. And, okay, certainly so. Web 2 provides a richer user experience. That's why people also talk about RIAs, rich internet applications. And you see from the timeline of that, it has been back in 2007, right? And since then, I think all the reality for us. Okay, good. So, well, that was great. These definitions are just working definitions. Mathematically correct in a sense, right? So, coarsely, we can speak of Web 2 in the sense of Tim O'Reilly as the extension of Web 1 in terms of social media instances and services and platforms, okay? That's just a very coarse definition. And a social media service is then a web-based service, right, in the sense of these service-oriented architectures, which supports social interaction, may it be direct or indirect, and it does so via the generation and exchange of large amounts of content. And this content is everybody must be taken with and other people are also not able to do so, and that's also a societal issue which you might not have in your focus, but society-wise, this is really a relevant thing. Okay, now that's what we might call a social media service, and if you bundle these services in a social media platform. So typically a platform is a bundle, a coherent bundle of these services. And what's also important, and I had this point before, is that it's commonly accessible, widespread, distributed, and functionally coherent, right? And we can access this via some network technology, okay? The definitions of social media service and social media platform, but this is, in a sense, a social media platform, because it's a functionally coherent bundle of services, or at least envelopes or templates for these services. So if you want to emphasize we might call this a social media service instance or a social media platform instance. And these services have classes, which we will look upon in more detail during the lecture. And there is software that implements these services, right? For example, MediaWiki is a wiki software that Wikipedia. And a social media platform software is that, for example, this ELK thing, which allows you to implement social networking platforms in particular, right? And social networking are very networked in a sense, right? So you have your blog and you continuously post blog messages there, right? So social networking, one specific thing here. And there's another term that people use, and that's social software. That's social media service, and you can understand by that, the union of social service software and social platform software, if you wish. So these are the tools that you use to implement that. Further definitions. One class of people might say, well, it's all about communication, right? And that's true. Other people say, in the end, it's also about collaboration, right? So if I'm like, if I'm using Twitter and I keep on tweeting and people follow me and they follow up, if only me would use Twitter, it would not be of any use. Okay? The show. Okay, good. So, and question is, works or particularly focuses on collaboration, and the answer is yes, and that's a very traditional field. Computer-supported cooperative work, CSCW. Okay, so there is lots of services and platforms that are somewhere at the fringe between CSCW software and social media. For example, WordPress, which is a WordPress can also be considered a social software, right? So these boundaries are rather soft. However, there is certainly core services and apps, right? Although they overlap. What is also an interesting aspect is that in games, you have this defining aspects of play and game, if you remember that. However, what we see is that these boundaries are constantly blurring, right? So if you say Facebook is virtual, this is certainly not something that is the right definition, because there's real emotions conveyed, there's real communication going on, there's real drama behind that that's relevant for people, right? People even commit suicide because of social media. So you cannot say that this is kind of outside real life. However, it is certainly in most aspects outside professional routines and practices. But what we see is that social media is often used in environments. And I have a ex-colleague of mine that's now a professor at UniBB, and he has been working on professional aspects of social media for a long time. Good. Other difficulties in terms of so if we say it's all about user-generated content, and if we say social media is very communication-oriented, what about email? Yeah. What about WhatsApp? That you can realize end-to-end communication with email. You can also do that with WhatsApp. You can have WhatsApp groups. You can write SMS to separate people. So what I want you to think of is what are the boundaries of social media, and we'll get to this in a second. Other issues, and most people, they don't see a distinction between map 2 and map 1, okay? Now, I think that, at least qualitatively, I would not agree to that, because the level of social interaction and distributed content generation on the web, too, is certainly something that allows us to distinguish that concept as something different than web 1, okay? Good. Other aspects, like the last one, which is what they call Encyclopedia Britannica and all these things which were kind of replaced by Wikipedia. Nowadays, I don't know who of you has still an Encyclopedia Britannica. Okay, no, that's, I mean, people are not using these monolithic lexicon-based things anymore. But the question is, this is the stuff that's from more use than the monolithic editorial articles in these old-fashioned books, okay? So in a sense, this is still an ongoing debate, right?
Good.
So, these things, and they don't claim to be fully correct in a mathematical sense. What is more promising is to look at characteristics of social media, right? And if we can describe a concept in terms of, for example, several axes or several aspects, we might be able to really demark the concept without giving a extensive text-based definition, okay? So let's look at the characteristics, okay? One very important thing is that social media are open. So there's low technical barriers, there's a large degree of admissibility, everybody can use them. The content is subject to constant change, so the dynamics are rather fast. Or I should say, in social media, we find already that ranges from very fast things, like Twitter, to more, conventional things like standard blogs, for example, which might change once a day or once a week, okay? And this fast dynamics gives rise to emergent social effects, right? So the single Twitter message is not the same as or initiative, transported via hashtags, then this is an emergent social effect. And you can see a lot of examples that have been analyzed in social computing research, and the results have been published on conferences like ICWSM and so on. And they would analyze these things, like in Fukushima, there was people working together, measuring the radiation costs far better than the government could have done by a centralized initiative, okay? And, last point, these social media elements are more interactive, meaning that it's not one way. Forth and back channeling possible. Okay? So, Christina you need the others, you need their content. And she gave several examples of these problems, like collaboration, how do we effectively collaborate, answer via wikis, whatever. How do we organize our knowledge? For example, by tagging, which gives rise to folksonomies, for example. How do we maintain our social contacts? This is the problem that is addressed here, and so on and so on. Okay. Now, an interesting part is social relations, or relations, I should say, sorry, not social relations, relations of various sorts and kinds. And there are relations between users and items, for example, ratings, tags, likes, whatever you want. There is relations between items, like, for example, most important to us, and a making explicit of social relations, of user-to-user relations. And that is something that's new, okay? So if I this has a lot of interesting consequences and opportunities. So, in terms of these social relations, already is to define what is social context, and social context is all the models of any aspect of social interaction that has a relation to some IT system. Okay, that encompasses a lot of things. If social interaction is related, or social relations are related to IT, and we model that, then we speak of social context. Okay. Now, XSLT, which allow you to transform one XML tree in another and stuff like that. Okay? Even more so, there is specialized XML that exists like a graph where often used as sense. So if I mark out this what I do is I introduce a ontology or an ontological concept. And that's behind the scenes because these concepts are not explicitly defined in a sense. For those definitions, you have to read the GML textual definition, right? And that's in contrast to semantic web, because in semantic web, which kind of these problems. And if we have time in that lecture, we'll go into these things a bit more deeply. Okay? As you know from the Games Engineering Lab course or from other efforts of yours, there's a lot of client-side technologies these days mostly based on JavaScript. And there's also service-side, universe of service-side technologies implementing these rich internet applications in general, ranging from whatever, Ruby on Rails, Spring, Play, how you want to call that. There's syndication, RSS, mashups, atoms, and at the highest level, there's also social software, right? And it's a lot of technology that's used to implement social. These were characteristics. And we discussed the characteristics because we wanted to kind of come out with a definition. Now, another way to define a concept like social media is to regard its division into certain classes. Okay? And there is certainly a lot of social media classes that overlap and has hierarchical connections among each other. And we look at this in detail now. Okay?
On the very general level, there are some complications
why they put it in this low self-presentation area.
Yeah. I think that might have changed in the last couple of years. There's certainly become large cults of personality on YouTube, surrounding less more people upload and more who the people are.
In terms of the provisions of the service, Dietzmann and his co-workers came out with this. So is in a sense at the core of social media, right? And definitions I think you read already. Yeah? Now, media, in terms of the nature of communication that they support, okay? And we will look at some axes for communication now. Finality schema that it serves, right? So communication can be one-to-one, one-to-n, or M-to-N if it's a true group-like communication. It can be direct or indirect, where by indirect I mean that the audience is not specifically defined, whereas in the direct case it is. Can be non-anonymous or anonymous, threaded or non-threaded, and it can have various types of content. Yeah? And in social media, we're typically talking about at least four types of content that are out there. Text, images, video, and a class that I called contextual. Encompassed by this type of contextual content that's also communicated. Okay, for example, if I communicate my current transmission is another axis, and the general interaction paradigm is also one. And yeah, well, that's more of an old definition. Was the mobile reality. And in mobile, there's way more to the mobile side and way deeper into your all-day life, right? And you can have a lot of goals, yeah, at various levels of abstraction, like informing or being aware of something or whatever, or at very low levels, like I want to find a sports partner for something, or I want to exchange movies or MP3s. Huh? So these are various goals at various levels of abstraction. And last thing is whether it's commercial or not. Okay? Now, what you can come up with, three very, very coarse classes. And these I called awareness-related services or media, which are more targeted to these contextual types of communication. And the purpose of these is to inform users about events or states that are linked to other users, right? And this can be done proactively or on request. And these services are also have also components that manage this contextual data. For example, if you think of Foursquare, right? And the typical form is indirect, like it has an audience, and it can also be group-like, okay? And an example, you can take, for example, Foursquare. Then there's direct communication services or platforms, and like microblogging, Twitter, or at least certain services in Facebook and so on. And there's that's direct communication, whereas the other class is indirect communication, and this I call information services, right? So a lot of these classes that we will look at in more detail now fall under this class of information services. So that's a very coarse classification. If you cannot think of anything else, this is at least a guideline. Okay? Now, on the next few slides, this gives you an idea, or gives you, you have the idea already, but it provides you with a schema under which you can put certain of these classes. And the first that put an emphasis on certain forms of communication. And one of the prominent social media classes that falls under that superclass are blogs, right? And everybody, I think, knows what blogs are, so I don't have to go into detail about that. So we can have examples for each service, like instances of several sorts. We can have software implementing that, like WordPress or Tumblr or whatever you want to use. And we have classes that this overlaps with. And we also have super classes, in a sense. Yeah? And this is a complicated has, well, a lot of interesting relations. And we can also, for each of these classes, we can kind of characterize the typical form of communication that's supported here, and that's why this is under that class, okay? Now, a special form of blogs are microblogs. Yeah, shorter content, higher dynamics, faster dynamics at different levels, like hourly, minutely, daily. There's a lot of dynamics out there, and dynamics that we are also at the moment investigating. So we're working on a large Twitter data set in order to characterize influence patterns on the web, okay? Wikis, you know, don't have to say anything about that. Discussion boards, you know that. And the question is, do we also subsume messaging? And that is something I already discussed, yeah? So what I wrote here is that messaging is typically not considered to be social media, right? At least not if it's not M-to-M or one-to-M, yeah? So a one-to-one email is not really social in a sense, right? So that is why I put these things in brackets here, yeah? Like Skype-like IP telephony, so the same things apply here. So the core service itself is not a social media service, but as you know, that Skype contains a lot of features. Who's online? What is the interruptibility state of a person? And these are clearly things that have a social focus. They might not really be core social media, you know, but we see that there is also boundaries and doubtful cases. However, I put this in brackets. Yeah? Chat, for chatting, the same things apply. So chat is not as popular these days, I might say, as it was in the mid-1990s when everybody was doing ICQ. Yeah? A typical M-to-M type of chats where everybody was babbling at everybody else. And, if it is a true M-to-M chat, we might call this a simple form of social media. Social games are certainly a class that we would all acknowledge, yeah? And each game has a certain form of communication, so it's not very, yeah. Whereas chat and blogs and microblogs truly focus on one or two communication forms, social games support a lot of interesting variants there. But in a sense, in our definition of play and games, a lot of these philosophers and ludologists pointed to the fact that games, even seemingly non-social games, use social metaphors in their, yeah, game mechanics, for example. And in a sense, you could say that there's a lot of communication involved with, yeah, non-player characters and so on, that you can, yeah, kind of designate as such, even if it's very indirect. So maybe you want to put a bracket around this. It's up to you. Now, there's a second superclass, and these are collaboration-oriented classes, as I might call them, yeah? And among these, you might have things like Git or SVN, stuff that, or even WordPress and content management, stuff that aims at collectively maintaining spaces of information, code, content, web content, whatever. And I also put this in brackets because as your intuition already tells you, this is certainly not what people would call core social media. However, if you remember the characteristics, a lot of these characteristics apply to that as well, right? So sometimes it's more like a, yeah, question of the point of view that you take, whether something is considered social media or not. Same applies to classical content management like WordPress. What is more interesting in terms of social media and collaboration are that's quite interesting in a sense, because it's about opening up well. Assume that you're working for other players that know these things, and you co-innovate with them. Yeah? And innovation, open innovation, has a lot of interesting phenomena to it, and maybe we will discuss this in more depth during the lecture. One part of the Question is, how do you do that? Codification, Wikipedia is another class. So, why did I put this in brackets? These things are close to not being punished by brackets. Yeah? So knowledge codification services can certainly be considered social media. Good. So
social networking,
social networking and its related classes. So as I said, social networking. Types of communication supported, like direct messaging, one-to-end messaging, whatever, like Facebook wall, Facebook message, whatever you want. And a special class of subclass of that is mobile social networking platforms. Access the exact same service. As you see, this is rather coarse. Good. So that's true mobile. And there are some examples, but it's not been very popular. Location-based social networking is, in a sense, and And Foursquare has a social networking platforms like Xing or LinkedIn or things like that. They kind of have features from social networking. Yeah, you can have friends and you can communicate, but this has a clear professional direction to it. Yeah, and the goals are not to maintain your general network, but especially to maintain your professional network. And there's even another subclass that are tools that's in real use, okay? And the goals are then to maintain your social network within the company, self-represent you as an expert, for example, or access other people's profiles. Someone that can assist you with advice in a certain with a certain problem, right? And what we also find is this was, for example, mapping the processes. By social media-based knowledge management, right? For example, if you have a small project, you can find out how to do it. Company internal social media really has become a key instrument of knowledge management. Okay. Good. So one. Laws and social action patterns, or tries to develop a language for that, using online dating as a use case. Why?
because in order to be more conscious,
simplified thing, in a sense. General community platforms, whatever, let's skip that. Yeah. You might also be tempted to have things like goal-oriented classes, which are then classified according to their goal. And one example are altruistic community platforms, for example, as Utopia, which is a platform of people that think about sustainable consumption, yeah? So what to do with the planet, right? And there's also things like crowdfunding, for example, which is an important social media concept in a sense, or at least a social computing concept, right? And it has its overlaps and its superclasses and, And it's in its communication forms, it's very comparable to other community-like platforms. Okay? There is community platforms with a political direction, like the guys from Occupy, that is now really a bit obsolete. WikiLeaks, you might know that. And those people have a clear political message, or at least a function that they perceive that's political in a sense. And knowledge codification platforms and services can also be subsumed under goal-oriented, because the goal is to codify knowledge, right, for other people to look it up. Event platforms, are an example of social media classes that have an emphasis on content. Now, before we had goals, and now we're saying that classes that put an emphasis on certain content. And you can have services and platforms that focus on events, like what's cooking in Munich tonight, stuff like that. There's things that focus on news. There's things that, focus on social search in general. And there's things that focus on questions, on information, on knowledge codification, and even file sharing, video sharing, photo sharing. There's a lot of things focused on content, right? And just go back to these interesting things.
Thank you.
things like social search. I would skip these other things, information aggregation, knowledge codification, document management, and so on. And, well, one thing that you might clearly use all the time is content sharing. Yeah, like that's a super class of file sharing, video sharing, photo sharing, and even more exotic things like teaching material share, yeah, like slide share. And this very interesting as well. Yeah? Social bookmarking, rating, and recommender systems, for example. Now, rating and recommender systems are something that's also part of the people. So, the
all this also is the first thing, and
systems are that make use of opportunities. Most conventions convert.
And this matrix has
the users on this axis and the new piece of that axis. Similar to you. So this person has rated this movie that is all of them that is similar to you. Social recommenders, because that's something that I do as well, more on mobile recommender systems, but he has a very interesting lecture on that topic, which I recommend to you to attend. Good. Now, that was a rather forceful ride through several classes. So the goal was to characterize social media. What is a social media service? What is a platform? And so on. Forms of communication it supports. And then, as the last point, we came up with a rough notwithstanding the general in the remaining 15 minutes, what I want to do is, I want to understand how social media works. We can understand how social media works.
For a new class, which kind of encompasses at least, some major parts of both phenomena. Okay. Good. One more time. What's the social? In many cases, focuses on social interaction, which is not the identical thing, right? Good. In its gameplay, in its game mechanics, in its rule set, wherever. Okay, so it's in most cases socially interactive. That's a social digital game, and this was one of our game meta types, if you remember, right? Now, let's compare certain aspects. True for social media. Well, free and voluntary, yes, certainly so. Yeah. In terms of being outside ordinary life, it is less the case with social media, as we said. But as we also said, things need to come. Anymore the game world, okay? Unproductive is certainly something that must be negated because social media is about producing content, right? Subjective, okay, in software as communication, subjective. It's engaging and absorbing the persons kind of involved with each of them. Yes, true for social media as well. So remember two, three years ago, the Facebook addicts, yeah, having their smartphone all the time. And in terms of the imaginary and the make-believe, we also have to kind of negate this because it might be the case that you have things like that. Blogs that keeps on prescribing, forescribing a story or something, but it's typically not the case for social media. However, we have rules, okay? It's clear social rules, okay? For the second part play, we'd have more points that we might also be able to say yes to in terms of social media. So there's no immediate material interest in the gameplay itself. That's certainly true for most social medias. Formation of social groupings, transformative social play, if you remember that. Yeah, so transformative use. This is something that I'm trying to say. Things. And it also has to do with identity and competition, right? Which is also true in terms of Facebook. Who has more friends? Who posts more? Stuff like that. In terms of the definitions of game, we find in almost all cases a coincidence in terms of the characteristics. So games have been characterized as highly social. Even things like Pac-Man, in a sense, make use of social images and social building blocks, rules, in terms of utility functions, so in games you want to win, and there is certainly an analog in terms of utility functions in social media. Yeah? Cooperation, participation, emotional attachment, the emergence of social systems, clearly the case in social media, chance and uncertainty in a certain sense also, this is more like an emergent phenomenon. Yeah? So naturally things are determined. But from the point of view of a single user, you could say that this is also somehow uncertain how your environment or social media develops. And we had these characterizations in terms of games as systems of information, which is also clearly true for social media. Right. All these things that we said about interaction and motivation and, well, cross-media aspects in games, they're equally true for social media, right? So motivation does play an important role, and the question is that possible? We'll see. It's a large project, several million euros, a lot of computer scientists and nutrition experts. We'll see about this. Okay. Spatiotemporal context and its influence on social play, yeah, like in MMOGs, certainly clear. We'll see that in more detail. Groups, see that also in more detail. And things like emotional contagion, yeah, like taking over emotions from other people is clearly something that we also find here. Yeah? And things like the Hawthorne effect and stuff. In terms of fun, we see some commonalities. And in terms of the Maslow pyramid, as I said a few minutes ago, it's the same with social media. Okay? And we could even speak of... It's coming up like the Aufschrei thing with Rainer Brüderle and so on. That is certainly something that follows a storyline in a sense. And these things are emergent phenomena here. Okay? Good. Transmedia worlds is also something. And we might even say that game mechanics and its emergent coming up of rules is something that we have in social media as well. Okay? Good. We have player types. We have certain types of social media users. There's the casual user. There's the hardcore user. So things are quite in parallel, as I think. Okay? And if you take certain... by Hunicke, games as systems that build behavior via interaction, we all see that's true of social media as well. So, summing up, what are you going to do? Realm here in between, right? Because the intersection is large enough, and the methods and of social computing are applicable to a certain extent in social games as well. Technologies in a sense are quasi the same as in from social computing, and that's why I might speak of something that we might call leisure time oriented application services and platforms that in a sense kind of encompass at least the cores of these things, right? And that's this unifying view. That are somehow in this that you will be concerned with, okay? And that's that, okay? It's more or less what I said. And at the key of things are social contexts. Sorry, we'll be starting with social networking as a us tomorrow.